Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, sir. It's 2511-1701-0051-2962.
Perfect. Just give me 1 second to pull your file up here, and we can get the ball rolling for you. All right. Is this looks like Harley Perry LLC?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And who is this that I'm speaking to by chance?
This is Harley Perry.
Perfect. And are you the owner over there, Harley?
Oh, yes, sir. 100%.
100% owner. Beautiful. I'm just going to confirm some quick information here on your file, and then I can kind of answer any questions that you may have. As far as a contact number, in case this does get disconnected, is the 985 number there the best number for you?
Yes, sir. 985-517-8094.
Perfect. Perfect. And can you just confirm the billing address there for the business?
All right. For this one, is 27375 Horseshoe Road North. Independence,
okay.
Louisiana, 70443.
Okay. I had the billing address at 27373. Did you guys recently move to the...
That's the same place. That's the same place.
Okay.
I mean, this is an old place my papa bought back in 1938.
Oh,
we
wow.
All live on this place somewhere, and 911, you got to have your own number.
Gotcha.
That 7373, that 27373 is about 50 yards away.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Perfect.
We all use the same driveway.
I see. Okay, we got that cleared up. As far as the business classification, are you guys a partnership, C-Corp, S-Corp, LLC?
I'm an LLC.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business over there?
I think I formed that corporation in 2004.
2004. Okay. And finally, just a quick email there for you, just to have that as a reference.
Harley@HarleyPerryLLC.com.
HarleyPerryLLC.com. Perfect. Okay. It looks like I got all the information confirmed there. If you know, we do have a lot of programs here, so if you just kind of want to paint a picture there of what you're looking to do, I can point you in the right direction.
Okay, well, I want to know how y'all found all this out.
Found what out?
Well, it says, you know, a lot of stuff here based on your business borrowing history, which I have. I borrowed a lot of money and paid it back perfect. You know, we pay on time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the UCC.
Correct.
Yeah. Data,
yeah, it was based off a UCC filing you'd had with Business Credit Leasing. That's what the offer was based off of there. But what was it you were looking to do there with the business?
Well, right now we're getting ready to expand a little. We're going to build an apartment complex. Excuse me. And, you know, I needed some extra cash, and I was going to go to the bank, but I seen this deal.
Mm-hmm.
And wondering how convenient this is.
Yeah, of course. As far as expansion, what was it you guys did there with the business? What is your guys' operations that you focus on?
Well, we focus on but that particular LLC. That's like a holding company. You know, we I guess you could call it, like when I build a store,
mm-hmm.
Harley Perry LLC owns that land in the building. Then I lease it out to Hoppin' Harley's Incorporated, which is me,
mm-hmm.
and the Country Kitchen Cafe, which is me.
I got you.
That's corporations. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh,
This is an LLC. I have apartments. Housing, land, you
mm-hmm.
know, we, and Harley Perry LLC holds most of that stuff, so I guess you can call us like a rental company.
Okay. Are they, is the Harley Perry at all involved in the construction aspect, or are they just more on the investment?
Oh, yeah. I'm getting in the middle of everything.
Okay. And this expansion you're talking about, you're looking to build a new, was it an apartment complex, or what was it exactly you were looking to do as far as expansion?
Well, I call it an apartment complex. I'm going to make a little community. You know, I'm probably going to do single units.
Mm-hmm.
But I may wind up doing a few duplexes along the way. See, what I'll do is I'll take this money and I'll lock down the land with this cash. I'll lock down the land. And then as we start building and breaking it up in little blocks,
yeah.
And we start building, every time I get finished with one of those buildings, I'll tie it into permanent finance, and I'll pay you off a section of this money. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know I got to pay the notes along the way. I know that. But what I mean is I'll start paying chunks on this, and within a year or two, hopefully no longer than 3 years, you will be paid back completely.
Okay. How much did you need to lock the land in? Did you have a set number there?
Well, I don't have a set number. I'm looking at two or three blocks that I'm fixing to go get.
Okay.
You know, I met with my bank yesterday, and then I come in last night and I seen this.
Mm-hmm. How did the conversation go with the bank there? What did they say they could allocate to you, or what they were gonna?
Well, it goes good. I got good credit. I mean, I've been dealing with them people forever. I mean, you know. Mm-hmm. I've built millions of dollars. I probably done borrowed $8 million and paid it back perfect.
Wow.
You know, look, so what do y'all do? What do y'all do?
Yeah, so we do working capital loans. They're unsecured cash loans, typically anywhere from 6 months to 2 year length terms. Kind of just allows you to use it for however you see fit for the business. So if you wanted to use it to purchase land, you can do that. If you wanted it for operations there, it sounds like you're kind of part of the whole process of building these complexes. You're able to build it, construct it, do the interior. Is that correct? It sounds like between all the businesses you have.
I do everything, all the way to renting them out or selling them. You know,
wow.
I do it all.
I like the business plan you got there. It kind of allows you to take advantage of the. There you go.
It's work, boys. Thank the Lord. You know, he had his hand in blessing. We got that faith, you know, but we got to get up off of it and go make it happen.
Exactly.
You know, you don't just dump it in your lap. You got to go work.
Of course. You said your credit was good. Did you have a ballpark figure from the last time you pulled it of where you were at?
I think this credit watcher thing I got, where I watch all pros, I'm up in the upper seven. It failed this month, because, see, I got in. I thought I was doing good. I've had 1,000 different credit cards in my life, paid per. Big limits, and I'm down to a little $1,550 card and a little $15,000 credit card. And I thought I was doing good doing that, but that ain't how that credit score works. Because I only had that little $15,000 card, and I had like $12,000 charged on it, which it ain't that much now. I done paid it down when I finally found it out. But, you know, if you charge over 30% of your revolving credit, your credit score goes down.
Oh, yeah.
Down to 605 in Equifax.
Uh-huh.
24 in Experian, and 685, I think, in TransUnion, all because I had $12,000 charged on a $15,000 card.
A lot of people don't know that.
Card off every month. Every month I charge $10,000, $9,000, $8,000, and I pay it off every single month. And you would think putting a little $12,000 on there 1 month wouldn't affect my score at all, except make it go up. But it don't. If you max that credit card out, they said, it brings that score down.
Yep. It's just kind of the way it is, unfortunately.
I couldn't believe that. But anyway, I'm in upper 700. I done paid the card down now. That was early this month when it first updated around the 4th and 5th. And when I seen that score fall, I said, and why in the world would my score fall? I ain't did nothing different with my credit. Everything's paid early or on time. I'm set up on automatic debit on most of that stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything's paid on time. Why would my credit score go down any? I mean, I was the month before, I was 765, I think, in Equifax. No, 752 in Equifax, 765 in Experian.
Okay.
And 75, I think, in TransUnion.
Gotcha.
Credit watcher thing told me, and I just couldn't figure out why I would fall down to the early 700s. You see what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
I done paid the credit card down, and now I just got to have a low balance at
gotcha.
The end of the month when they report it to the bureau.
All right.
But credit score have anything to do with anything?
It's definitely something we have to look at. It's mostly just to make sure you don't have any, like, tax liens against you or anything like that. We just can't legally lend to anyone that does have something like that. But with the working capital, it is more based off of your top-line revenue. Do you guys know what you did in sales there last year for the business?
Right off the top of my head, I probably did, I don't know, a couple hundred grand, I guess.
Did you have like a ballpark figure there? Maybe like, hello?
Well, I met with the CPA yesterday morning too.
Mm-hmm.
He's working on getting a big tax bill down.
Okay. So would you say your sales, you know, were like 300,000, 400,000? Do you have a rough figure there?
You're talking in which year, 15?
Correct, 2015, yeah, what your top-line revenue was.
Let's see, we sold. Now, I does owner finance and stuff help? Because I owner finance and stuff, too.
Say that again?
Well, I owner finance. See, I buy land sometime. And then I'll finance it for them and everything.
I see.
I do that in different company names, but, you know, I'll finance it for them. They'll give me a down payment, and I'm act just like a bank.
I see.
I got a couple properties like that. You know,
I would
like
say,
that.
So you have the Harley Perry. You have how many other businesses there do you have?
Hoppin' Harley's Incorporated, Country Kitchen Cafe Incorporated, Brody Ridge Estate, United Properties of America, that's all me.
Wow, okay. What would you say, which of those businesses generates the largest sales? Is it all pretty spread evenly, or is there one that, you know, shows a lot more top-line revenue than others?
Well, right in the last year, I guess, we've probably been working more on United Properties of America.
Mm-hmm.
Since I sold my stores, which was Hoppin' Harley's and the Country Kitchen Cafe, and we're getting ready to build another one of them too. I'm working on the land for that. But I would probably say United Properties, but Harley Perry LLC is fine. I mean, we can swap stuff over there to Harley Perry LLC if I want to, you know.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say here, with multiple businesses, we could look at possibly getting capital out on multiple businesses. That way you'll get more capital, in essence. That way it's separate businesses, separate loans, allows you to get more cash there. I'm trying to get a ballpark figure there of what you might be needing to lock in this land and all the operational costs, I should say. Did you have a ballpark figure of what you'd want me to shoot for or what you were looking to get?
Well, this thing said $250,000.
Yeah, that is the pre-approval offer that we sent. It's something that we can shoot for if you'd like. I mean, based off of the sales there with the Harley, if we're able to bring in multiple of the businesses that you have there, we could probably get pretty close to that figure. I'm just trying to get a feel for what the other businesses'
well, how
health
does this
are like.
Work? Now, this ain't one of them quirky businesses, is it? I mean, let's go and cut to the chase, buddy, because we may be wasting our time. How does it, I mean, what do y'all land on?
We lend based off of top line revenue there. It's an unsecured cash loan, and it just allows you to use it for however you see fit. That's kind of basically the structure there of the capital. And it really allows you to take opportunity immediately there. When were you looking to purchase this land here? Was this something you had already lined up and they're just waiting for the cash? Where are you at in the project?
Yeah, I need to go and get the cash in place.
Okay, perfect. As far as the application process, we're usually able to get you an answer here in right around 24 to 48 hours. I'm usually able to work real close with my underwriters and push for the approval pretty quick. We would just need it's a one-page application. Did you guys file your 2015 taxes yet, or did you have an extension on it?
No, we in that flood zone. That's another thing I met with the CPA about. He's still working on my taxes.
Oh, really? Did you file an extension then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, as long as you have 2014 taxes and then just a copy of the extension there, that'll work. And then we just need 6 months of your most recent bank statements. As soon as you're able to get that to me, I'm able to sit down with my underwriters, just kind of take a current assessment of the business, and usually get back to you, like I said, in right around a day or two on what approvals we would have available to you. Does that all sound like something that you have readily available, or that might take a day or two to kind of put together?
Yeah, that may take a day or two to, you know, get everything. Now, what is it you're going to need?
I was going to just say I could just shoot you the Harley, the email you sent me, the Harley at HarleyPerryLLC.com. Is that still the best email for you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get an email going that'll list everything that we will need. That way you have it on file, and it'll have all my contact information there as well. That way you can reach out to me. But I'll give you some, like a day or two there to maybe put it all together. I'll give you a call tomorrow just to make sure you received the email if you did have any questions. But the documents that we do need are pretty straightforward. You should have no issue putting them together. Did you have any other questions for me there, Harley, while you had me on the phone there? I want to get the ball rolling here. I mean,
this is starting to sound like it may... This may be a little bit different deal here now. I don't want to get into a booby trap on that.
No, of course.
Back?
What was that?
How do y'all expect it paid back?
Like as far as the payment structures and the terms?
Yeah.
So we do daily, weekly, or monthly payments structures, and then the term lengths are anywhere from 6 months to 2 years for the first timers. That's usually the length they'll be able to get you in, which actually seems to line up perfectly there with what you said. You were looking to pay back within 1 to 2 years, correct?
Yeah, but buddy, the more I'm listening to it, yeah, but what if I got to pay along the way?
What would you have to pay along the way?
What do I have to pay along the way?
It would just be, like I said, I'm sorry, I'm confused about your question.
I'm not understanding how you're doing this. I mean, I borrowed a lot of money. I don't know about ever dealt with something like this. This may be one of them deals I was talking about. So this is really not like a conventional, like, on my good merit, because I pay my bills, you're going to owe me X number of dollars. Because, you know, I mean, I've paid a lot of stuff on.
Yeah, of course.
So that's what this one.
Like I told you before, though, you're between your credit, your time in business, and your sales, those are the three factors. You fit into all three of those. So if you look like a Tier A company on paper, you're going to get a Tier A approval there. And that's kind of why I just wanted to get a good assessment there of where you're at with everything. That way when I sit with my underwriters...
If I got a Tier A approval, what would happen?
What would happen would we would probably get you on either weekly or monthly payments there. What I'll usually shoot for is the largest amount and longest term possible. and then we can work backwards from there. So if we can get you approved for more, great. You know, you can see what's readily available to you, and then we can just kind of work back from there. But the big thing here is just getting you an approval and seeing what capital we can allocate to you. And if it makes sense for the business and you're able to take advantage of this opportunity you have, you know, we can move forward from there.
So you still ain't told me. If you gave me $250,000 and you went up to 3 years, what do I pay?
So it would be the It would be the $250,000. So say you qualified for monthly, so that'd be 12 payments a month. I mean 12 payments a year. Sorry. Divided by the 3 years, and it's just even payments. It's a set payback amount. So it's not like a variable interest that's going to change month to month or anything like that. You'll know exactly what you will be paying each month. It just makes it easier for both you and I, just so that, you know, the terms are very straightforward, and you'll know what you'll be paying.
Okay. So what would I be paying?
That would just depend on the term length and rate that would be attached to it. Like I said,
I'm asking you questions now. If I borrow $250,000 for 3 years,
I understand that.
How much of y'all's program would I be paying back?
It would just depend on the cash flow that you have with the business. I have no numbers in front of me, so for me to give you a number back on that, it's just not fair to you and me. Like I said, once
well,
I can sit with my underwriter.
I see now you want to set up some kind of booby trap. Because when you can't answer questions like that, buddy, you're setting up a booby trap. I don't think this is going to be me. Okay?
Harley, how can I give you a number without anything in front of me?
What do you mean? You figure your rate?
I haven't given you.
I can call my banker right now, and he can quote me an estimated. And I know it may fluctuate to $5 or $10, but. You know how much a month I gotta pay you back for how long? If you
Harley, he's got
$250,000 for 3 years. You gonna have me with a big note?
Harley, they have all of your information. They have your bank statements. They know the current situation of your business. I don't know that. I'm asking very little information and can get you an answer.
Paying the money back, buddy. I mean, look, if I had $1 million sitting in an account, I mean, are you one of them kind of companies? Well, I got to give you my money to loan to me?
No,
I mean,
no. It's unsecured. There's no payment you have to put down. There's no.
Then you ought to be able to quote a payment and tell me, am I going to pay interest only for 3 years, up to 3 years, unless I pay you off early, which I probably will.
Well, if you do that, then we have early discount payment.
Up. Do what?
You just said you'll most likely pay it back early.
Maybe not now. You set things up to be safe that you know you can do, and then when something happens, which I plan on making it happen, I'm going to go on and get rid of all that interest and pay you off.
Okay.
You're going to get all your money back plus the interest I paid.
We actually offer...
What's wrong with answering that? Why can't you answer that?
We actually offer early payback discounts there. That's why I wanted to catch you on that, because that's one of the benefits there of our...
Okay, you still can't give me a monthly figure. So that means we're probably not going to do this long. I ain't got like I am.
Well, here, let me do some numbers here.
Don't get me in trouble.
$250,000.
There's no good to give me a note. There's no good to give me money if you're going to make me pay it back. Like it's going to put me in a bad jam to pay it back. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but you're making an assumption just that's not based off of anything here, Harley. I'd love to get you some numbers here and break
simple.
All this down.
Money. How much are you going to charge me on this $250,000 if I take it for this 3 years? I'm assuming, do you am the note on like 10 years? Or do you
We do 1 to 2 year terms.
I got to pay you. Are you going to listen to me?
Yes.
Are we balloon? What kind of deal is this?
These are 1 to 2 year terms. They're shorter terms. Rates start anywhere from 10 cents on the dollar, and it'll vary from there. And then we do daily, weekly, or monthly payment structures.
Yeah, buddy, I don't think this is for me, man. Thank you for talking to me, okay?
Well, Harley, I'm going to shoot you this information here. That way you can take a look at it. and see if it does interest you. You can check out the website. I would strongly encourage you to know, you know, it doesn't hurt to see what other options are out there. If you are in the situation that you're in, and you've said your business is in the health that is it in, we can get you into some of our better programs here. And if it makes sense for the business, we can move forward. But I don't see any harm in that.
Yeah, but it don't sound like you're a conventional money lender. It sounds like you're one of these, like these, what they call them, you know, where you go give them a check and they hold the check for 2 weeks and then they deposit it, you know.
No, not at all. We're a private business bank there, Harley. I'll attach our website there. You can check out our website. We have fantastic reviews. Our reputation speaks for itself. So if that is what you're questioning there, I'll definitely add some detail.
I don't see how this loan could help me. You can't even tell me what my rate's going to be a month. And am I paying just interest only? Am I going to be paying on the principal? You can't even answer.
You're
going to
be
question.
Paying on the principal and the interest. It's a set payback amount. So say, let's just say hypothetically, let's just say $250,000 and the payback is $25,000. Okay, so you're at $275,000 total. Okay? What you do with that is you would divide the $275,000 divided by 3-year terms, and then you would divide it by your 12 months. And that's what that would be the hypothetical. That comes out to around $7,600 a month would be your monthly payment.
Yeah,
there.
I don't want to pay no note that big because that's going to put me in a jam. I don't want to, you know, I wouldn't want to do a note that big, but that's why I'm telling you. I don't think y'all's terms is going to fit what I need.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out, what terms you're looking for. That way I can shoot for that
well,
in approval.
Well, I'm looking for regular terms. I'm going to pay you interest every month. I'm going to use one term. I mean, I can do a couple. But, you know, doing that shorter term is going to put me in a jam. That's true enough. I'm going to pay you back way before the term. But if something went south and I had to set in that loan, I got it set up to where I can and it's not hurt my credit. Now, I can tell you what I plan on doing, and I can tell you if something went bad, what I'd have to do. Okay? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to am the notes on the 3 years. I thought this thing meant like a balloon, you know, a bank. They'll give you $150,000 to build a duplex with, then you tie it into a permanent, and they'll am the note on a 20-year term. But at the end of 3 years, you got to, A, they can change the rate, B, they can request their money, or C, they can renew it, you know, and just keep it going. But the rate may change, you know. So if the rates has changed in 3 years from now, they may go up or they may go down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't want the note so big where I had within. I mean, I ain't, that wouldn't give me any time to use the money. You see what I'm saying? I'd have to pay it back to you too quick.
Well, the thing is, too, is if you needed a longer term.
Until I get set to pay you back. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. And one of the features one of the features, though, is refinancing options. So say you qualified for a 2-year term at about a year in. We can look at refinancing options, you know, get you longer terms, lower rates, more capital if you need it, if you're going to be running into these projects multiple times a year, and you're going to need additional capital there for other ventures that you have. It's something that we can sit down and look at. But, you know, we're a relationship business bank. We only work with businesses, and we want to grow with you. We're not going to make money off of one transaction here. We want to grow with you and see where we can take this. You know,
right,
but
you got to make it affordable for me.
And of course, and that's what I'm trying.
I can make it happen.
Well, let's see what I can do for you here, Harley. You're jumping to a lot of assumptions here that I can get you answers on here very shortly. All I'm asking for you is to just look at the email that I'm going to shoot you over, break down what you see. If it makes sense, you know, let's just see what kind of approvals we can get you.
Okay, well, email it to me, but I'm just a little bit concerned because, you know, in the line of business that I'm in,
mm-hmm.
it ain't, you know, it may be a year before I got income coming in off this. You see what I'm saying?
Of course.
Right. And then, you know, we there's all kind of options once you get through with it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I borrowed this $250,000 and I went and built two duplexes on this land, you know, and now I got them complete. I got them occupied. I can mm-hmm. go to a bank's or mortgage company somewhere and set them into one of them little 3.5% or 4.5% loans, and I can pay you back off when I mm-hmm. refi. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. I definitely get what you're saying.
Then we move on to the next project.
Okay.
You know, I say, hey, I need that $250,000 again, or this time I need $500,000. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And once your foot's in the door and you can prove you can... What's that?
How big do y'all go?
I've seen a few deals get up into the millions. It just depends on...
That's just what I need to do. My store has cost me $1.5 to $2 million to build, you know?
Yeah,
I put it in permit. I got banks fighting over me when I build my stores. They do real good. I build big, pretty stores. Racetrack is copying off Hop and Harley right now.
They say that again?
Look, though, it's my fault, Racetrack.
Yeah.
When I built my second store, you know, mm-hmm. my motto is, you got to get mama in the door. Daddy will stop anyone when he's on the way to work. But mama has to have a certain atmosphere for her to stop. You got to get mama in the door. If you mm-hmm. don't feel pretty, mama's not going to worry about coming there. But you got to shoot for mama and the kids, because that's where most of the money in the family gets spent.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So I build nice, pretty stores. I stoned them up. I had pretty stone there. Well, I just had to send you some pictures. And, you know, we look really nice. From the gas pumps right on the end to the store, you know, it's a big, pretty store. One side of the store is a big deli, and the other side of the store is the store part. You know, beer, cigarettes,
okay.
Uh-huh. All right. And Ray, the contractor that was building that second store, when he kept telling me, he said, man, I can save you so much money. I said, you build buildings for a living. I sell. And I'm telling you, I got to have this look to get mama in that door.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to have this look. Now, don't get me wrong, I didn't go over with it, but, you know, I was with the budget.
Yeah.
And anyway, make a long story short, he called me up one day because after I got it up, he went to seeing how pretty now he's getting his vision, you see. And he was building a racetrack for a racetrack over there in Covington, Louisiana. I'm over here by Hammond. And he called me up and said, look, the racetrack rep, I was telling him about your stores, and he wants to come look at your store. I said, well, bring him on over there, buddy. Bring him on over there. So when he come over there and looked at it, here it is 2 years later, and they have remodeled all their stores and put stone and stuff on it. You know what I'm saying? You know, I guess they thought I was going to try to go nationwide with my program. And I'm not saying we would never do that, but, you know, I really wasn't worried about nationwide. My goal was to get 10 little stores where I got some buying power, true buying power. I was pretty strong with just 1 and 2 stores because I did so much volume. I was in the top 3%, the top 3% in the nation. But inside the building, my Budweiser man every week, man, Mr. Harley, you the heavy boy on the load. I mean, out of 28 stores we service, and about 6 of them was racetracks, you buy more beer than anybody, you know, because we did a lot of business. We did a lot of business. And it was because I knew you had to have a good look. If you're mm-hmm. not nice and clean, well lit up at night, and have a little look to it so the kids go, Mama, stop in there, because I had my bunny rabbit that was hauling boogie, and then I got all the pretty little buildings and stuff, you know, and I kept little things in there for the kids. You know, I pulled them in there, and it worked. It worked, big time.
There you go.
They told me religiously, said, Harley, with these kind of numbers inside this building, you are in the top 2.5 to 3% in the nation. The
wow.
average is like 125,000 in sales a week. I mean, a month for inside the building, that was the average, 125 to 130.
Mm-hmm.
I did $250,000 inside the store. You know, between the deli and store combinations, they call them. Convenience store deli combinations, they call them. And we just do really well, you know. So anyway, and I'm right on the verge of locking this hot location down. And anyway, one day I'm sitting there in my office, and here comes these people in. With a pocket load of money, and they made me an offer I couldn't turn down. I didn't want to sell my little jewels, you know, and I was already fixed to start the second store. I built the first store pretty, but that second store was the master, you know?
Yeah.
And, because I'd done been in the business 5 years because I was operating, you know? And I'd done been there 4.5 years when they walked in, and I had no intentions of selling them. In fact, I priced them. I priced them to run them off because I wasn't worried about selling my stores. I mean, they were doing too good.
Uh-huh.
And but they called me up the next morning and took it.
Oh, wow.
I said, oh, Lord, what am I going to do? I mean, they're going to give me that much money, you know? I bought $1.5 million, and I sold them for $2.550 million.
Wow.
So, you know,
that's a good little profit margin right there.
Well, yeah, it is. Plus all the money I made for 4.5 years, you know?
Wow.
And, you know, it was a good deal. It's a good deal with my stores and stuff. But that's what I really want to really get back, you know, rocking and rolling. This Obama stuff had kept us asleep for a while because, man, they tightened up the banks. And, look, I was well known. And, I mean, it got down. Look, I had never, and some of my notes were $15,000, $18,000 a month, every single month.
Wow.
And I never missed a payment. It was all on time. You know, everything was in line. We were making good money, and we, you know, we paid the bill. And, man, it got to where I couldn't set up a $100,000 line of credit. They wanted me to put a $100,000 CD in my bank that just got through with my second store where I had never paid them late. All my other bills were paid, credit score is high, and they wanted me to give them $100,000 so I could open up a $100,000 line of credit. I said, look, if I'm going to do that, you're going to charge me 5% compounded daily, and you're going to pay me 1.1% compounded yearly. Ain't
Jesus.
No way I'm going for that. I'm going to loan myself this money, you know?
Yeah.
Because at the time, I had a lot of cash freed up. But anyway, first one thing, the other, you know, I am fixing to go back to, because, you know, the old saying goes, if you don't go in debt, you really ain't going
to
make that much money.
Yeah,
you got
to
go in debt a certain amount.
Hey, Harley, do you have a website by chance for any of those businesses as far as the work or that you've done, anything like that?
No, I've never did a website.
Oh, wow.
You know, a convenience store pretty much works on this. You know, I did think about doing that one time. I did think about doing that one time. And, but, you know, my business really is all the stuff I do, which primarily is rentals, land flipping, building stores. That's about it. And you just don't really need a big website. But I do think one day I'm going to get one because, you know, just for people to look at.
Yeah, you know.
But that don't help me with my sale. I go out and I find the location. And when I know the location is right, then I do a study on it. And we, and that's another thing. I got a study coming up on this location, actually two locations that I want to look at here, and that I know I can buy. And, I, you know, I got all that going on. So, and when I seen this $250,000, that's not really out of whack for somebody like me that's paid back as good as I paid back as much money as I borrowed and paid back on time. You know, so I thought that was kind of, this was kind of like a credit card. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've paid back a lot of good money. And, you know, which everything's not in my credit file. You know, you got to go directly to the bank, and they got to dig it up and tell you how good I did with it.
Gotcha. I gotcha. Well, I mean, it sounds like your reputation speaks for itself there with the business, and I can't imagine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, I've done a lot of good business. My bankers call me if anything, you know, and I ain't hit them. And the reason I answered this, I said, I really thought this was one of them simple little credit card deals. I can get a credit card right now for $20,000, probably just calling Chase or somebody. You know, so I thought it was a deal like that where, you know, y'all, because, you know, really and truly, when I sign my signature on something, I'm the kind of guy you can sue and get your money back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people you lend money to, you can't get your money back out of, but me, you can sue me and get your money. I don't mean that bad. You know, I'm just saying. But I ain't going to let my name go bad where you got to sue me. But what I'm saying.
You're willing is, to.
Well, I'm willing to. But what I mean is, if something went bad and you come after me, the law is going to make me sell something and pay you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It ain't like, you know, where you get there and there ain't nothing there to get, you know, because I've been in that situation too. I've lost two, man. People give me money and I've lost nothing major, but, you know, still yet and all that was money. And some people you just can't get your money out of, and what I'm telling you is somebody like me can get your money. You know what I'm saying? But you don't have those limits. I mean, I'm going to pay you. Just like I promised you. And that's what I'm telling you. The way you got me set up right there with a big $7,600 note for just 3 little years, buddy, that's going to be too big for me. I would want something a whole lot smaller for a 3-year period of time. I mean,
okay.
I can understand the balloon, but you got to am that note on something reasonable.
Okay.
And then, again, I mean, I ain't saying I got to have a $100 a month note now. I ain't saying that. But what I am saying, I don't want to have to, and within 1 year, I done gave you all the money back, and I still need it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely get what you're saying. And I'm going to sit with my underwriters right now, kind of break down what I did just speak about, you know, and fill them in on their situation. And I'll get this email going right now. I actually meet with them here in about 5-10 minutes daily. So you're going to be the first person that I do bring up. Let me get this email going. That way I can get it over to you before I do get over there. But what I'll do, I'll send it over, give you some time to look it over. I'll touch base with them and then maybe give you some feedback on what I heard from them. If I don't hear back from you here by tomorrow, and we can just kind of take it one step at a time there, Harley. I'm going to try and work here closely with them to get you the best setup possible for you, okay?
Okay, buddy. Sound like a winner. And who is this email coming from?
It'll be,
how am I going to recognize it?
It'll be straight from me. It'll be twilliams@bankofcardiff.com. I'll put your name in the subject line there. That way it catches your eye.
There you go. There you go. Because I get 1,000 emails a day.
Well,
not 1,000, but a bunch. You know, I just get a bunch. It ain't 1,000, but it's a bunch.
Very well. I'll get that going. It was good talking to you, Harley.
Okay, perfect. Buddy. I'll be waiting on you to call me.
Sounds good. Bye.
Okay.